Greetings and welcome. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada, and this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. On today's program, a little Krauss, music of the sea, and yes, of course, some oboe music time. To begin, music by George Butterworth. Born into a comfortable upper-class family, his father was a solicitor for the Great Western Railway, and his mother, Julia, a professional soprano before her marriage. Now, Butterworth eventually studied at Trinity College in Oxford and used his time to pursue various musical avenues, the most fruitful being that of folk song collection. He was very influenced by Ray Vaughan Williams at Oxford and became a keen collector of these folk songs. Today we're going to hear A Shropshire Land, Rhapsody for Orchestra. This was first performed back in 1913, and the work is based on two of Butterworth's own settings of poems by A.E. Housman. And this work has come to be seen as an elegy, before the fact, for the young men who, like the composer himself, died in the First World War. This is a moving performance by the BBC Scottish Orchestra.
Thank you.
the BBC Scottish Orchestra, and that was Butterworth, A Shropshire Land, and The Rhapsody. And you are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And now on to someone who was referred to as the Swedish Mozart. I'm speaking of Joseph Martin Kraus, a German-Swedish composer in the classical era. He was born back in Miltenberg. Now, although his music is rarely performed today, he is best known for having been a sacred music composer. But he also did write quite a bit, a lot of other things, like symphonies, which we're going to explore today. He kind of had a peppered career, eventually dying quite young at the age of 36. But this is only after writing a very successful Requiem. Kind of interesting, that is. Let's take out a taste of some of his symphonic offerings. Here is the opening allegro from Kraus's Symphony in E-flat, a performance by the Swedish Chamber Orchestra. Thank you. How delightful was that? That was the opening allegro from Krauss's Symphony in E-flat, a performance by the Swedish Chamber Orchestra. And this is Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Now, when it comes to combos, flute and guitar are always a great one. And also when you combine the talents of two Canadians, Rachel Gawk and Susan Heppner. And when they combine, something very special happens. Here they are with music by Japanese composer Toru Takemitsu. This is Towards the Sea.
Thank you.
Flute Sounds of Susan Hepner, joined by Rachel Gough on the guitar. And that was Toward the Sea, or two selections of it. Music by Toru Takemitsu. And this is Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And why not some music for violin? Music by Béla Bartók, a Hungarian composer and pianist, also an ethnomusicologist. He is considered one of the most important composers of the 20th century. Both him and Franz Liszt are regarded as Hungary's greatest composers. Now, Bartók grew up in a lower noble family, but did show signs of musical talent very early on. According to his mother, he could distinguish between dance rhythms when she played the piano for him, and before even he learned to speak complete sentences. Apparently, by the age of 4, he was able to play 40 pieces on the piano by heart, and his mother finally then began teaching him formally in the next year. Now, he did suffer some heartaches and the outbreak of World War II. He was increasingly tempted to flee Hungary at this time. He did strongly oppose the Nazi and Hungarian alliance with Germany. He did eventually become an American citizen back in 1945, just shortly before his death. But he has expressed that he never felt truly at home in the United States. Now, this comes from an earlier time in his life, his Concerto for Violin No. 2, and today a performance by none other than Yehudi Menuhin. The remarkable playing of Yehudi Menuhin. That was the Andante from Bartok's Concerto for Violin No. 2. And this is Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And it is that time. I'm speaking of oboe music time. Today from a unique disc by Bill Banovetz, featuring songs by numerous composers, most of them love songs. And we're going to hear some of Dvorak's love songs. Now, they began to take form back in 1865, when a very young Dvorak, in a fever of unrequited love, dashed off the 18-song cycle Caprice in 2.5 weeks. I guess he had to get them off his chest, so to speak. Now, these songs meant so much to him that he did recycle fragments of them in some of his operas, some piano works, string quartets, and more. But back in 1888, he decided to revise 8 of them. Taking a stab at it, here is Bill Banovetz.
Thank you.
Bill Banovetz on oboe, joined by Barbara Listersink on piano. And that was a sampling of some of Dvorak's love songs. Let's move on to some music inspired by Moravian and Slavic music composer Leos Janáček. He was a Czech composer, also a theorist, folklorist, publicist, teacher. You know, they all did a lot of jobs. But you can hear a lot of his musicologist influence in his very unique use of folk songs. Now, this can be heard, some of it, a bit in his Symfonietta, which we're going to hear, which was written back in the spring of 1926. It is a monumental orchestral work and did gain wide critical acclaim. So does this performance, the Andante, with the Montreal Symphony Orchestra.
Thank you.
Well, that was a stunning ending there from the Andante of Janáček Sinfonietta and a performance by the Montreal Chamber Symphony. And you were listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Margaret. And I think we have the time for a quick offering. And this comes from Canadian-born trumpeter Jens Lindemann from his first solo recording called Flying Solo. He now is an international soloist and teaches at UCLA. And here we're going to experience a handful of keys. Well, that is the end of the program, and that about says it up. That was A Handful of Keys with Jens Lindemann. And you have been listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Margaret. Thanks for joining me. Till next time.